Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. And today I'm very pleased to welcome Dr. Fred Pescatore, who is a traditionally trained physician who practices nutritional medicine. He is the author of the New York Times best-selling book, The Hamptons Diet, and the number one best-selling children's health book, Feed Your Kids Well, amongst others. So Dr. Pescatore's other books include Thin for Good, The Allergy and Asthma Cure, The Hamptons Diet Cookbook, and Boost Your Health with Bacteria. Interesting title, isn't it? Well, Dr. Fred is internationally recognized as a health, nutrition, and weight loss expert. He often travels around the world lecturing in exotic locales such as India and Japan. And, you know, after medical school, Dr. Fred studied in Southeast Asia, India, Japan, Africa, Europe. So he's gathered a lot of different knowledge from all these different cultures. And today's topic specifically is about how food sensitivities can cause unwanted weight gain. And this is a really key topic for myself and my patients as well, because I have to say that a lot of my patients have difficulty losing weight, especially the women. And the different kinds of reasons that they give is, oh, I don't exercise enough, I don't eat the right foods. And that may be true for some of them, but a lot of them have actually tried really hard to eat well, and they have really tried to eat healthy. They don't eat processed food, they don't eat sugar. You know, they exercise 4, 5, 6, 7 times a week, you know. And, yeah, I mean, we all can do better that way. But what's amazing to me is how many people actually have food sensitivities and how common it is for women and men to gain weight and not be able to lose it because of these food sensitivities. And I've been using a particular blood test in the office called the ALCAT test. And we did a show about this earlier about chronic illness and using the ALCAT test to discover food intolerances. And in this particular case, we're really interested in learning how this blood test can actually help people lose weight much, much easier when they actually know what they're sensitive to, and we can maybe get some background on, why this is happening to the average person. This is not just anybody. So without further ado, Dr. Pescatore, are you with us? Dr. Fred? I think we have a line issue here. So let me, while we're waiting for Dr. Fred to get on the line, let me tell you a little bit more about, what I've been doing in the office. So I was first introduced to the ALCAT test through a friend of mine who, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you might know who this is. This is Gretchen Yue. Now, Gretchen Yue pioneered the Yue method for desensitizing her kids and then now a whole bunch of other people with her method from food allergies and intolerance symptoms. So we're able to use her method once we know what we're sensitive to actually turn down the volume of the sensitivity reactions to various components, including food, in our everyday diet. So I heard about this ALCAT test, and yet, being from New York State, I really honestly did not believe that I could get this test done in New York State. Why? Because, let's just say New York State has kind of antiquated laws when it comes to alternative medicine compared to some of the other states in the United States. And, one day I got a call from the ALCAT people, and they found me online, and they said, wow, I see that you treat a lot of people with chronic pain and fibromyalgia, And we think we can really help your people. And I thought, wow, that's kind of cool because I was thinking about you guys. And so we've started this relationship. And what's really amazing is that, you know, there's all these different things that they can test, including food, herbs, molds, other environmental sensitivities. And, for example, food additives is very interesting. So they can test for that as well. And so I started using this in my office. And I do have some patients that had, you know, resistant weight, but a lot of them had other chronic issues as well, you know, sometimes arthritis, joint pain, muscle pain, immune system issues. And so we started using the ALCAT test to figure out, you know, what sensitivities they had, and you know, started them on what's called a rotation diet. And the ALCAT people actually have a nutritionist, several nutritionists on staff, who once you get your testing done, will actually you know, get on the phone with you and walk you step by step through how to desensitize yourself through nutrition to some of the things you're most sensitive to. And what we've found is that, you know, people start losing weight without really actually eating less or exercising more. Why? Because they're not inflamed anymore from the food sensitivities that they've developed over time. So I see that we're still having some technical difficulties, and let me see if I can, connect here with Dr. Fred a different way. So sorry for the delay, folks. We're really looking forward to speaking with Dr. Fred, and let's see here. We're gonna try. Well, you know what? This rarely happens, but sometimes it does. You know, so let's see if we can get him on the line here. Okay, hang on just a sec. You're going to hear a little dead air here just for a second here while I try to three-way us in. Okay, so hang on. Okay, folks, so, all right, sorry, I was not able to get a hold of Dr. Fred, but if you have a question and you want to ask me, at least, you know, about the ALCAT test or what my experience is so far, you can call in at 818-514-1190 and then hit 1 so that I know your hand is up. Again, the number to call is 818-514-1190. Okay, so today's topic, again, if you're just joining us, is about unwanted weight gain through food sensitivities. Now, I think I first really respected that food sensitivities could be a cause of unwanted weight gain and difficulty losing weight when I read Suzanne Summers' book. Now, she has a book called Sexy Forever, and it talks, the whole book is really about healthy weight and how to get there and how to stay there. And Suzanne has many different ways of teaching people how to do that. And of course, proper diet is one of them. There's no question. So that's kind of basic. So, you know, what is so-called proper diet? Well, as most people who have successfully lost weight and in a healthy way without it bouncing back, I think there are some pretty clear rules to start with. First of all, I think all nutritionists would agree with this, is you got to cut down or eliminate sugars. We used to eat like 4 pounds, three to four pounds of sugar back in the 1700s, 1800s per person per year. And now instead of 3 or 4 pounds, we now eat about 130 to 180 pounds of sugar per year. Is that unbelievable or what? And this is through a lot of the processed food. There's hidden sugars, you know, corn syrup, and you know, there's a lot of hidden sugars and things that fructose, you know, unless you're a biochemist, you're not going to know that it's sugar. And sometimes some of these substances like fructose in your processed food might even be worse than regular plain old white table sugar to your body. We don't have time to get into why that is today, but so sugar is a big thing. The second thing is whole foods. So whole foods means things that do not naturally come in a bag, box, can, you know, bottle, so on and so forth. So whole food is something you can pluck, you can pick, you know, is an animal product. So, you know, whole vegetables and nuts.
To send this message, press pound. To review, press 1. To re-record, press 2. To append, press 3. To add more destinations, press 4. For urgent or private options.
Okay, folks, sorry about that. Again, some dead air. having lots of technical problems today. Oh, well, yeah, sometimes that happens. So let's go back to whole food for a second. So you want to eat more things that do not come in a box, bag, can, or bottle. Now, of course, if it's organic, it's better than non-organic, but it's still processed food. So you can eat more foods that are not already made. That's going to be really, really helpful because as far as food allergies and sensitivities, there's a lot of things in processed food that can cause food sensitivities, and you don't even know what's in it. So, again, if you're just calling in, and I apologize if you had to call in a couple of times, today's show is on unwanted weight gain and food allergies or sensitivities and how that can impact your weight and also, you know, the kind of testing you can do to help yourself. So we talked just a little bit about what all the nutritionists have agreed upon as far as what people should be eating. But what about if you're eating something that's healthy and you're still getting reaction but not knowing it? So how do you know that? Well, aside from obviously blood testing, which we're talking about today, is your reactions, and it's difficult. Why? Because food allergies are a little different from food intolerances. And food allergies, the reaction comes pretty quickly. Like, you've probably heard of people that are sensitive and allergic to, say, peanuts. So if they touch peanuts, if they smell peanuts, if, you know, they taste peanuts, they will blow up, their jaw, you know, their whole airway will close off, and they could die. Okay, that is a really, really bad allergic reaction to peanuts. That's called anaphylaxis, and that is life-threatening. The thing with food intolerances is that they're often not life-threatening, and sometimes the reactions do not come for up to 72 hours, sometimes even more, but most commonly, you know, 48, 72 hours. And the reaction is not the same as, say, a peanut allergy. So you're not going to get swollen. You're not going to get itchy necessarily, have difficulty breathing. The intolerance can be very subtle. And some of the reactions are, number one, weight gain. So if you're one of these people that all of a sudden, you know, over a day, you gain 2 pounds or 3 pounds or 4 pounds in a day or two, and you're like, what the heck? I didn't eat more than I normally do. Why did I gain 2, 3, 4 pounds practically overnight? Well, guess what? It's more than likely that you have a food intolerance. The second thing that can occur, and this is not everybody, but you can have mood issues. So you can actually, you can have mood swings, you can have irritability, you can have downright depressed feelings or sad feelings. And lo and behold, you didn't know that 2, 3 days ago you had cow's milk, and that's what caused that. The other thing you can have, which is common in my personal experience, is pain. So you can have muscle or joint pain that comes, again, not necessarily immediately after you eat the food, but there's so many patients in my office, and it's hard to convince them sometimes, that, you know, they'll go and eat, you know, cow's milk, dairy, this is very common, or alcohol. In Chinese medicine, those foods are damp, and what that means is if you already have a predisposition to joint, achy joint or muscle pain, that gets worse. So when you eat cow's milk, dairy, so that could be cheese or milk or yogurt, even though yogurt is supposed to be healthy for you, you can actually get increased pain. So those are some of the top three things. Now, some other people get other things, like they might get a rash, they might get asthma symptoms, you know, they might have stuffy nose, they might have vaginal discharge even, believe it or not, from their food intolerance. But some of the top three that I see are weight gain, especially sudden and a lot of weight gain, immune system issues, and which includes, you know, skin rashes and nasal stuff, and then you have the joint and muscle pain, mood issues, and then lastly, fatigue, which is pretty vague because a lot of things cause fatigue, but that's the other issue that can cause fatigue. And if you're just joining us today, we're talking about food sensitivities causing unwanted weight gain, and specifically about the ALCAT test. And unfortunately, our guest speaker for today, for whatever reason, we cannot connect with him, Dr. Fred Pescatore, who is the number one author of multiple different kinds of books, and in particular, Feeding Kids Well. And I didn't even realize that he authored that book. It just kind of dawned on me like, oh, that's a book I should get my sister, you know, because she has young kids. So we're going to, if you're just joining us, feel free to call in if you have a live question, and hopefully I won't get cut off again from the call. The number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, the number is 818-514-1190. And then just hit the number 1 on your keypad so I know that you have a question. And then you can ask me a question. I'll do my very best to answer you based on my experience through the office. So let's talk a little bit about the ALCAT testing for unwanted weight gain. You know, I was talking earlier about Suzanne Summers' book, which is Sexy Forever, and she talks about, you know, obviously eating well, but in hormonal balance, she's really big into that. But one of the other major things that I really didn't realize it was such a big deal until I read her book was about food intolerance. And she talks about a story that, you know, her little granddaughter has an egg intolerance. And Suzanne was, you know, writing one day, I think, at her desk and realizing, wow, I'm really bloated. She thought, well, what did I eat earlier? And she realized, you know, she ate eggs, and these eggs were pastured and, you know, really great quality organic. And she thought, huh, I wonder if I have an egg sensitivity. So she did some testing. Now, she did some stool testing, which for most people don't like to do very much, but some stool testing for egg and gluten and so on and so forth. And she actually was quite sensitive to both egg yolk and egg white. So after she stopped eating it, she actually lost 10 pounds in 2 weeks. I mean, she just shed it really, really quickly. So with the ALCAT testing, you can get a lot more information on what foods you may be sensitive to. They will actually do over 200 foods in your blood sample. So they do up to 200 foods. What's really interesting is they use only organic foods to test you. Why? Because, well, if they don't use organic foods, how do you know you're sensitive to the food or you're sensitive to the pesticide in the food, right? So they test only, for example, if they test you for corn, they'll test organic corn because most corn is GMO corn here in the United States. And so they'll test you for 200 foods, and there's also like 20 molds they can test you for, other environmental toxins, you know, food additives like aspartame, MSG. Now, it doesn't mean just because you're not intolerant of MSG, doesn't mean you should eat it, but it just means you don't have an excessive inflammatory reaction to it. So they can test these food intolerances, and what will happen is that you will be able to see what foods or what substances you have severe intolerance to, and they'll actually write that in color under like a red zone, like there's a red column. That's your really, really, really severe intolerance to. And then next to that, there'll be an orange column, and that'll be your moderately severe foods that you're sensitive to. And then there's a yellow column, which is your mildly sensitive to. And then the green column, which means that you did not test sensitive to at all. And they will do also separately gluten, which is a proteinaceous substance that comes from wheat and wheat byproducts and products. And that causes a lot of inflammation and problems. And I find that probably one third of my patients, if not more, have gluten sensitivity. So they can test for that. Now, of course, if you have gluten allergy, it may not show up because this is an intolerance test, not an allergy test. So a couple of different kinds of substances and things that your body produces in an intolerance versus an allergy. And people with allergy pretty much know. I mean, they, you know, they eat it and boom, you know, right away, 20 minutes later, I mean, they are reactive. So So they can test for gluten intolerance, and they can also test for casein and whey intolerance, which are two components that people tend to be sensitive in dairy. So cow's milk casein, which is a protein in dairy, and cow's milk whey, W-H-E-Y, which people can also be sensitive to. And they also do a testing to see if you're intolerant of candida, which is a yeast that most of us have in their bodies. The only problem is sometimes they can overgrow if you eat too much sugar, get too much stress, or take too many antibiotics, birth control pills, or steroids. They can overgrow in the body, and you can have a severe sensitivity to this particular yeast when it overgrows and becomes kind of like a sugar-eating fungus. So if you have a lot of sugar cravings that you cannot control, you might, you know, want to talk to your holistic doctor about testing you for extra fungus or parasite or some other critter that has overgrown in your body, because I find that really, really common. So getting back to the ALCAT testing, or at least my personal experience with the ALCAT testing, is that, you know, if you have things in the red zone, the nutritionist that will work with you through the ALCAT company will tell you that, you know, you need to avoid the red zone, the red zone foods for about 6 months or so. Why? During that time, you know, if you give your body a rest, the inflammation goes down, and after the 6 months have gone by, you can start introducing these red zone foods slowly, one at a time. You know, like one every week, you know, or one every 4 days maximum, just to see if you react again to them. Now, with the next zone, which is the orange zone, which is the moderately sensitive, then that is the 3 month wait period. So you're not supposed to eat those foods for about 3 months or so, and then again slowly introducing those one at a time. And then the yellow zone, which is you have mild sensitivity to, you can eat, but not more than every 4 days. And in general, if you keep eating the same things over and over and over and over and over again, and you have some bowel sensitivity, you've been on medications, you have some imbalance, you know, in your body, you can develop food allergies if you eat the same things all the time. Our bodies were never meant to eat the same things all the time. And I definitely have issues with that, because I tend to cook the same things. And so thankfully I have, you know, a paleo chef that I buy food from who helps me, you know, toss up the variety, especially of my vegetables and the different kinds of meat, so that I don't always eat the same thing all the time. So if you tend to eat a lot of the same things over and over and over again, you might have developed sensitivity. And if you have difficulty losing weight, this could be why. So again, if you're just joining us, we're talking about the ALCAT test for food sensitivities to determine what foods might be causing you unwanted weight gain. And the number to call in if you have a question is 818-514-1190, and then hit 1. So I know your hand is up. Again, that number is 818-514-1190, and then hit 1. Okay, So a little bit more about the ALCAT testing. Now, the ALCAT test is a blood test, and it comes in a kit that you can have sent straight to your home from the laboratory. You will need a doctor to sign off on it who has an account with ALCAT, so you do need doctor's permission to actually do the test. And you can go to your local there's two different ways of getting your blood drawn. You can either go to your local clinic or hospital with a prescription from your doctor to get a blood draw, and the clinic or hospital will draw the vials of blood and then package it away in the box that you were sent. You know, as long as the doctor has signed off on the requisition form that's in the kit, they will send it direct to the ALCAT lab for testing. And we get the results within about 2 weeks of them receiving it. So it's pretty quick. And then once you get your results, you will be mailed a big packet that includes your results plus kind of a book on, you know, proper eating and diet and guiding you to how to interpret your ALCAT test. You'll also receive a wallet-size card with your red, yellow, orange, you know, sensitivity. So you can bring that along with you if you go out to eat somewhere. So you don't have to memorize what you're allergic to. That's really, really handy. And with the testing, you also get a half-hour free consultation with the nutrition department so you really understand your test results. Now, if you do not have a physician in your area, what's really cool is they actually do testing worldwide. So you can call the ALCAT people and find out if there's a physician near them. Yourself, or if you're in the United States and you do not have a physician who is willing, you know, to do ALCAT testing, you can actually contact my office and you can connect with me at KarenCan.com and just hit the contact link at the very bottom of the page and just request that that we send you an ALCAT test. There, you know, as far as how much does it cost, I mean, it really varies, but the best one we have, I recommend, is the Platinum or the Comprehensive Wellness. So that's between, I think, $850 and $1,099 for the 200 foods plus some of the molds and chemicals and stuff like that. But there's a couple of other profiles that you can get if that's not affordable, and they will bill your insurance if you have insurance coverage for that. But like I said, if you have difficulty finding a physician who will sign off on that test, you can contact my office, and the ALCAT people have said it's fine. If you are a subscriber of mine or a listener of mine, if you contact us and just let us know that you listen to the show, then we can go ahead and we can set up an account for you to get your ALCAT testing done. Okay, so again, that's KarenCan.com, and then just click the contact link at the bottom of the page. You can also click the link to my office, and there's my phone number will be there as well. So lastly, you know, before we go, just want to summarize everything, and I apologize if you're expecting to hear Dr. Fred talk today on the ALCAT test and unwanted weight gain, but you got me instead because we weren't able to connect with Dr. Fred, so I apologize. The ALCAT testing, very, very helpful to determine food sensitivities, and these are like healthy foods we're talking about. You could be sensitive to beets, you could be sensitive to cayenne pepper, you could be sensitive to watercress. You know what I mean? And if you eat those things, if you eat those spices, you'll gain weight and don't know why, and it causes inflammation. And there's a way of desensitizing yourself through nutrition as well as through some of the methods that I've talked about before, like the Gretchen Yue method of desensitizing. We had that in another show. So if you're interested to learn more about the ALCAT test, you can go to www.alcat.com. And like I said, if you're in the United States and you need a doctor to sign off and you do not have one, you can give my office a call or click the link, KarenCan.com, and click the contact link. And if you're elsewhere, you know, in another part of the world, I'm more than happy to, you can contact me and we can check in and see if the ALCAT test is available in your country. All right, so that's about the time we have for the show. Thank you so much for joining me, and until next time, Dr. Karen Can. Take care, everyone.